like to call to order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this beautiful Thursday, January 9th, 2025, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Director Lopez Garcia?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Torlakson?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Present.
Let the record show Director Torres is absent.
And will you all please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're moving on to the agenda. Do I have a motion?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Director.
Okay. Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Torres is absent.
Okay, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Just right off the top, I need to pull item D. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that needs to be pulled and discussed?
No.
All right, can I have a motion on A through C?
I move we approve the consent calendar except for item D.
As presented? Okay, thank you.
Do I second it?
Thank you.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Oh, aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Torres is absent.
All right, I approve. I pulled item D because it has been listed incorrectly on our agenda. It should say, consider approving resolution number 24/25-01, authorizing Contra Costa County to establish a merchant account with Wells Fargo Bank to accept credit card and debit card payments and to provide related financial services. If there's no other problems with this item or no other questions, can I get a motion?
I wanted to know why we are authorizing the county and not us.
And I'm going to take that. Originally, with the system we used to have with our Rec One, when people pay with card or debit, they will send us a check with all of our income. Uh-huh. They don't no longer do that anymore. So we had to sign up with a third party to do that. And they only do ACH transfers. They do not send checks. Uh-huh. So we have to open a merchant account in order for them to send us all of our money. We have not received anything since August.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I think this sort of relates, would this mean that we will be able to get electronic funds transferred directly?
Well, we can do that now with, you would be under as like a contractor. Uh-huh. And I was actually going to ask if you guys wanted to do that. So that's separate from this.
Oh, okay. I would support that. Okay. I don't know if that's in the agenda. That would be helpful.
Yeah.
Okay.
So unless there's any other questions, do you have a motion?
I move we approve consent calendar D as
as corrected.
As corrected.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Director. Do you have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Director.
Okay. Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Torres is absent.
Okay. Let me pass this down to, thank you. All right, there are no presentations this evening, so we're moving on to the General Manager's Report. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Good to see you.
Great, hope you had great holidays. And
yes.
Happy 2025, we're here. As I mentioned in December, due to the failure on the Lynbrook backflow, we have ordered all the parts and we're going to refurbish it. Mm-hmm. It's an extra large backflow and I think it was put in at the time due to the fact they wanted to put restrooms in. Basically, that backflow is for our water, drinking faucet, because we have the well for our irrigation system. But since it did fail, we have to get it fixed by the environmental quality control. The cost to refurbish it is between $5,000 and $6,000, and that includes the labor. To replace it is about $10,000 to $15,000.
Yeah.
So we're going to be refurbishing that. And per the county, we have until March 30th to complete that repair. Topsoil we brought in the next month at Lindbergh Park by Pacific Sites is preparing to reseed that lawn area. We currently are repairing the concession stand at Ambrose Community Park and the backstop right now in the baseball field. That's funding from the Keller Mitigation Fund to do that. We received that $4,000. And we're preparing it to get it all ready for our spring programming, our sport programming. Through the holiday break, we experienced a very, very, very high volume of graffiti in our parks. We had staff work through the holidays to stay on top of the vandalism and retain our parks for our community. We currently are in the process of hiring Eric Waller, a graduate from Fresno State with a kinesiology and sports administration degree, as our recreation coordinator. He will be starting next Wednesday, and he's going to enhance our programming, community events. He's been very involved in sports, creating various sports programs, and he does have aquatic experience. Nice. So we will be introducing him at our next board meeting.
Awesome. Cool.
Our 2025 programs have begun this month, the adult salsa, as you can hear. Youth music, fitness classes, karate, yoga classes will be starting tomorrow night. Senior line dancing and senior exercise programs. Various programs are incorporating. And we will be receiving a new treadmill and stationary bike to enhance our gym.
Cool.
Because we have a lot of resolution, people, seekers, right now for 2025.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so a lot going on. And we're getting excited to bring additional programs in the spring.
Awesome. Wonderful. Wonderful.
I have a question.
Oh, yeah, please.
Is the treadmill, are they from our funds or were they donated?
No, we did purchase them. We went through a company we've been looking for the last year for a sale, a really good sale, and we got the treadmill and the stationary bike for $3,000.
For completely new.
Yes, completely new.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I think both of them were out, right?
Huh?
Both of the treadmills we had were...
All three are out.
All three of them.
And we brought somebody to come in to repair them. So what they did is they took the cost of the repair and their servicing to come out, and we put it towards when we got a really good sale on a treadmill.
Okay. Who monitors the weight room?
Basically, our staff. We go in, our maintenance staff. I probably three times a day I'll walk in there and check, you know, if everybody's on the list. We haven't had any trouble probably the last year in there. And Randy, when he comes in, he'll monitor it, and we try to keep the door open a little bit, depending on the fitness class. When the fitness class goes, it's a little bit loud.
Yeah.
So the treadmills will be repaired?
No, they're unrepairable.
Oh.
That's why when they came to try to repair them and tried to fix them, their service to come out, we use that as a credit for when we found a one that we can replace it with.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So it will be replaced later or?
No, it should be coming in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We were trying to get it before the 2025, but it took a little bit longer.
Do we have ellipticals as well? I think
we do not have elliptical, but the stationary bike has an elliptical on it.
See.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Thank you.
Is there any other questions for our general manager? Did we cut you off? Did you have
no.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Okay, we're moving on. There are no legal council reports, so we're moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. So I'm opening this up to the public. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? Okay, I'm closing it and bringing it back up to the Board. Moving on. Board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. The first, reconsider options to utilize ARPD warehouse as historical building. Do you want to?
Yes. At our November 14th board meeting, a board member discussion was presented to consider the options to utilize the ARPD warehouse. There were safety concerns at that time and discussion of past agreement to provide the roundhouse at the Ambrose Park for the Historical Society to present all their historic, their memorabilia. In December meeting, Mr. Larry Estes spoke at a public comments, and the board approved to bring the matters, this matter, back for discussion to reconsider some of the options. And then it's up to the board to
make a discussion. So why don't I just go down the line? Director Garcia, do you have any thoughts?
No. I think it's a good idea to have partnerships with different entities in our community. But I remember, as far as space, years ago, it was suggested or even we actually authorized the roundhouse. I remember Alex Tongalo came and spoke about getting it fixed, something like that. It vaguely, I remember. That's all that I have. Okay. So it will be nice there too.
Yeah. Okay. Director Lopez Garcia, do you have any thoughts?
The only thought I have was, since they're going to put money or work on it, why can't they do it at the roundhouse? It's a perfect place. I went by there, and it's historical anyway there. And if they have that, I don't know if they could put that thing that they want, that
container.
The container there, but I think the roundhouse is perfect for it, you know? And I think it would be a great idea, but it's up to, you know.
Director Torlakson, what say
ready
you?
For me.
Yeah, what say you? Want to give you the last word here.
Yeah, well, I did look at our old minutes, and I did send to the general manager and the chair a copy of what was discussed and approved in 2010, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Way back then, that we agreed with the Historical Society to have them lease the roundhouse for $1 a year. Oh. A year. But it never came through, so they're back. And as far as their choice of using the Ambrose Community Park warehouse, I really like to work with them. However, I feel that warehouse is more for our projects, our programs, and I know that the general manager has more plans to increase the programming, and so we will need that space. I think the roundhouse would be perfect, also because aside from being historical, we would have somebody there looking at our area, and it will draw people to that area. We'll have more people moving around the area, so less vandalism, less crime if there's more people there. So I would want it to be at the roundhouse, but not at the community warehouse. Also, if they were going to bring that, what do you call that? The
container.
Trailer.
The container.
I don't think it would be a perfect situation in the back, because it doesn't really flow with what we have there.
Aesthetically.
It doesn't look aesthetically, and even programmatically, it doesn't really work there. So I would still prefer the roundhouse.
Right. I mean, I am in agreement with Director Garcia. I think whenever we can have partnerships, I think it's really important, and I really think that this district does a good job of that.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you to Director Torlakson for sending the minutes and the board matters from back in 2010 and reading the offer that was put before and authorized by this board for the Historical Society. I also want to mention that, or just make sure that it's noted, that staff had to take considerable time to go through to find minutes addressing this, because the Historical Society didn't remember. So we had to, I'm putting this out there because I want everyone to know that we have done our due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
Our staff has taken considerable time trying to find these minutes. May took time to find these minutes. It was offered all those years ago and never no one took us up on it. Eva brought up to me that it is an historical building, and I love that idea. If we're gonna have a partnership and it is, historical society, what a cool match it is. I do want this board to know that if we make this offer to them, it's not free. And what I mean by that is, it's gonna take more of our general manager's time. She's gonna have to get together with our lawyer. There's gonna have to be $1,000 easy, and I'm just baselining it, right? I don't know what other costs. Maybe we have to hire more, and I'm not saying no to this. I'm just bringing these up. If they have events, then we're going to have to make sure that the gates are opened, and so it's not like this free thing that I think sometimes people think. Oh yeah, just here, open it up. It's free. It's not free. I still think we should do it, and I actually take what you three directors say to heart, because you've been on this board longer than I have, or at least you two gals have, and you were here during that initial proposal. I don't like the idea of the trailer here. I just don't think aesthetically it would be very pleasing. I also want to mention that we have huge, I don't know, it's like 300 or so new units going up on Canal Street. So along with the big, apartment complex on the side of Lynbrook and Port Chicago, or Port Chicago and Willow Pass, we're growing, right? Mm-hmm. Our district is growing, and so I think we need to be really stingy, so to speak. We need to be very we need to be really think hard about what we have, because we don't have the money to be building new buildings. And, yes. We all know what that's like. We put the pool in. So I would go along with, the board members that said that they would like to offer the roundhouse. I think if we do that, we need to be really careful in that MOU if they agree to it. Like, I don't know the condition. Are they expecting us to bring it up? Mm-hmm. Like, is there going to be a code? Like, once they get in, is there going to be some code? Because we know we got burnt with the pool, right? Yes. So I don't know how that all works, but I don't want to get burnt by this either. Mm-hmm. I also want to put a time limit on it. Mm-hmm. This offer is good for a certain length of time. And I don't mean like when I read the last offer, it said, we would offer and you could use it for 2 years and then it would come up for discussion again. I don't mean that. I mean, here's the offer. You have like 60 days to reply that you're interested or not. Something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know the time, but you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't want it hanging over our heads. I want it like we put the offer out and then they have to do something about it. But I just really want to make sure that, I think this partnership would be a wonderful partnership, but I don't want us to get burnt.
I have another
question. Yeah, yeah.
Madam Chair, I checked on the Historical Society's nonprofit status, and they are actually not registered with the Department of Justice, and they are considered not. I pulled it up from the Department of Justice. They are not registered with the Department of Justice, and they are non-exempt. Mm-hmm. So this kind of puts a damper on their status as a nonprofit. So before we do an MOU with a nonprofit, we better make sure that we are doing it with the right people, because we may have an issue with that as well.
Well, I think that's so interesting you brought that up, because I expected somebody from the Historical Society to come tonight, and I was going to ask them who their board of directors was.
Yes.
Because it interested me that we had these ideas for the Tradewind Park and that whole entire neighborhood came out.
Mm-hmm.
But these people are asking us mm-hmm. for something for basically for free, and it's like, how interested really are you, right? Mm-hmm. But if they're not a nonprofit, I take back my support of it. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I do want to let you know, too, I did, after the last meeting in November, take Mr. Estes and Marsha Leslie out and we took boards down and we let them into the roundhouse so they could tour it and see it. You know, you could see there was some old memorabilia still in there, so they must have used it for, you know, or thought about it. I know at one point there was, I believe, a telephone booth or something in there that they have moved. But yes, we did bring him in and we gave them an opportunity to see it. So I just wanted to let you know that.
But they didn't go for it. No. And also another thing I want us to know too is this isn't just for Big Point either. So in other words, I think it's Port Chicago, Clyde,
Pacifica.
I don't know. What does that mean to get, you know, to I just think it's murky waters if you start offering this to people that aren't even a 501c3. I don't know. I don't feel good about it. I guess now I'm not really feeling too good about it.
So should we make a vote?
Yeah.
Okay. I vote we do not adopt or utilize the Ambrose Warehouse as a historical building.
I second that.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Trollickson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
And let the record show Director Torres is absent.
And I don't know if this is appropriate or not, and if it's not, stop me, but I don't want to, I don't want this to come before the board again anytime soon. You know, it's been 3 meetings in a row, we've talked about it.
Yeah. Yeah. As direction from you in 2010, that board member said they had a two-year contract. Do you want me to contact them and let them know if they're interested in the roundhouse? They have 60 days to make that decision.
No, we're turning it down.
I know at the roundhouse.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, people.
Thanks for the clarity.
That's a hard discussion to have, I know, but thanks. All right, so moving on to 9B. Consider establishing a park beautification option for replacing landscaping at Ambrose Parks and provide staff with direction. General manager.
In 1999, we began contracted landscape maintenance, which has provided substantial costs for us at a high level service, but does not include replacement of damaged, diseased, or vandalized trees, foliage, grass, all that good stuff. This issue was recently brought to the attention from our Tradewind neighbors. Let me grab this real quick. When we were discussing the dog park option. And for example, I would like to read the email I received from them today.
Yes.
As requested by the Ambrose Park and Recreation Board members, I am sending this email as follow-up regarding the meeting last November for the Tradewind Court park renovation. The main request made by neighbors has been to create a larger grass area while still essentially keeping the park's current layout. Any drought-resistant bushes that could be added to replace bushes that have died off over the years would be appreciated as well. Thank you very much for your help and I appreciate your time. Evan. So as you can see, the discussion was brought up. I did get a picture of Tradewind's Park years ago when it was at its original state. As you can see, this is, you know, an interest they're not looking for. They want to get the parks exactly to where they were. On this beautification system, there's some options that we can do. One of them that I like to suggest, if we decide to move forward on a beautification system, is to bring back the staff report on the maintenance of our parks for each park. 2 trees down by a storm or whatever it may be. And that way the board can make a decision at that time at each park what needs to be replaced or not. We could do this quarterly or monthly. I think quarterly would be good because of the seasons, the 3 seasons or 4 seasons. And I thought that would be great, as well as possibly bringing back staff reports back to our board so they can have an insight of what the programming's going on and not going on. And we can utilize that, or I could just have the general manager report and you'll have a report for each of our front desk with facilities, our sports, and our teen center.
Sounds great.
But I think that would help make it easier because it's very hard to keep track on these storms, and you don't want to say, okay, let's replace the 12 trees that fell. We can go each park at a time and kind of essentially decide the important things that we need to do to get our parks to where they were or where they need to be?
Love it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I
really would like to see that actually as like an annual report at the end of the year. So when we have our general manager's annual report, mm-hmm. This is what we did for you in each of the parks.
Right.
So people living around those parks would understand that
right.
these are your tax dollars
at work.
Working at work for you. And we have to make them know that it is Ambrose Park mm-hmm. that's doing your work. That would be nice.
Yeah, like when normally at the end of the year, like coming up it would happen, Doug would do what mm-hmm. we did the prior
yeah.
year.
Mm-hmm.
But I still, don't you still like the idea of the quarterly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then,
yes,
and then we could
I
take
mean,
those together.
At the end of the year, we
yeah.
have
yeah.
like,
hey, here's what
check,
we
check,
did.
Check,
yeah.
check, check, check.
Yeah.
Well, and you could say, you know, that doesn't need any more pine trees. They were
mm-hmm.
too dirty. We're not going to replace those, or whatever it may be. But you will have the decision on these reports for any additional things you may want for the park,
mm-hmm.
or things that you don't think were as necessary, maybe more detrimental to the park than positive.
Right. What do you think, Director Garcia?
Madam Chair, you know, I have a gardener, and those of us who have gardeners, we know what maintenance means. It means
mm-hmm.
that if a tree falls, they will not replace it for you.
Right, right.
So this is exactly it.
Right.
In a bigger sense, you know, so it just makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Yeah. How about you, Director Lupus Garcia?
Oh, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful because some parks need different than other parks,
right.
and we need to know. You know, maybe we need to replace those pipes or, you know, do them up to date. Like, we know Ambrose is over 50 years, so that stuff needs to be replaced. Not fixed, not put a Band-Aid on it, replaced, because
right.
it's over 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with that 100%.
And the only thing I would add is, I don't mind the quarterly, but if it has to do with planting,
mm-hmm.
sometimes, like, you know, if you wait until the end of spring and it needed to be at the beginning.
Right.
So I would leave that up to your discretion if you
mm-hmm.
thought maybe I better bring it to the board because we miss a whole planting season for something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the only thing
mm-hmm.
I can think of.
Yeah, it can be monthly as well or quarterly if we
Well, let me ask you this,
mm-hmm.
because I'd hate to put, you do so much already, and you tell me really honestly what
mm-hmm.
you think. What if you started monthly and then we discovered you don't need to have it? Or would you rather start quarterly and then
I think would be fine. We're starting out a new year. And then basically on the old reports I look at, if it's a park, no report, there's no report.
Right.
We may
right.
have a month where there's absolutely no
yeah.
report of each
yeah.
park. It's doing fine.
And we used to have that.
Yeah.
Doug would do that.
So that's what I would like to propose to do
right.
for the board.
Yeah.
So you can have a better insight of what we need at our parks to get it back up.
Yes.
To what they
and,
were.
And that also brings up, you know, when you guys are at the parks like I am and you notice something, you know, call Lori and let her know so she knows if she needs to put it on the report or not
mm-hmm.
or address it or whatever.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're the first person to see it, whatever
mm-hmm.
it is.
I know if it's trash, excuse me,
yeah.
if it's trash or something, I'll pick it up and, you know, dispose of it. But if the thing's too big, sometimes I'll just take it to my house because
mm-hmm.
I'm right around the corner.
Right.
So, you know, because some people, especially during the weekend, they really,
yeah.
you know, but the stuff is not all over. I really have to say, they really clean it. So who's ever doing the games or whatever there, they definitely make sure it's all picked up.
Oh, the soccer people.
Yes,
yeah.
they really
yeah.
make sure it's clean.
Soccer and basketball.
Which is
and
so
we're there daily. We are there. We go to every
yeah.
park daily.
But I just really have to say, it's clean.
I have another question.
Yes.
Are we going to get an arborist to look at, you know, not just the landscape, most landscapists have arborists, but not all.
Right.
So I think it would be good to have an arborist look at the trees, because I know that we had some trees that died because it wasn't perfect for the spot. The sycamore trees all over here, they're not really for us in this area. So they all just burnt and died and all that. So I think it would be good to have somebody like
we
that.
Did when Brightview was working with them. They didn't have an arborist, and I had them check the trees at Lindbergh Park. That's where we made a decision
right.
to remove some of the trees
right.
there
because
mm-hmm. they were diseased, and there was the fear that they would actually disease other trees
yeah.
that are next to them.
Yeah, so I would suggest having one.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
I'll have to check with Pacific Sites if they have one on site, or maybe we may have to retain one to
mm-hmm.
to go look at our parks.
So do I have a motion?
I move we establish a park beautification option for replacing landscape at Ambrose, all the parks at Ambrose, and provide staff with direction.
I love it.
I second that.
Motion. We're the Garcia girls.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
And let the record show Director Torres is absent.
Okay. Moving on. There are no public hearings, no closed session. Moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Each board member is given the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Director Garcia?
I love you.
Okay, you're easy. Dr. Lopez Garcia.
I attended the Ambrose Santa.
Oh!
And it was so well put together. Lori, I cannot just give you nothing but kudos because everything was organized. Even the kids did everything. I mean, they served, they had the things, they handed it to you, they even asked, you know, can I take your plate? They made sure that the tables were all clean, the garbage was in the garbage. I mean, and even out here in the hallway, they were asking, could we help you? Mm-hmm. Which was so nice, and Randy does such a wonderful job with those children. I really have to say, well-mannered, well put together, even with the art things, they were really good. They're very patiently drawing with the kids, telling them, you know, you could do this, you could do that. And the food was also good, I really have to say, because I remember back in the day, we used to do them ourselves. We used to flip them over, and
I remember that.
Oh my God! And we do the all the things that we had to make it by right. By hand.
Oh, I remember that in the courtyard.
Yes,
courtyard.
We'd go over here and just be, you know, making those pancake batter. But I just really have to say, and everybody got to see Santa, and everybody got a toy.
Everybody got a toy. I will share that with Randy and the kids.
They did such a fantastic job. Even to go see Santa, you know, they were there waiting, and they're asking, you know, are you together? Are you not together? How many pictures do you want to take? They had it so well down pat. It was just remarkable. The other thing I wanted to report on was I went to the swearing in for our new
Supervisor. Oh.
And I want to let everybody know she is the first black lady.
That's right.
And I'm so proud of her. She is just a wonderful person. And at the swearing in, it was such a warm welcome. People came from all over. Mm-hmm. It was jam-packed. You couldn't even find a seat.
Wow.
You know, it was that packed. The food was fantastic. Really, really good. I mean, I wasn't expecting to eat, but because it was taking so long, that, you know, might as well. And we just had a really, really nice time. I really have to say that. I really welcome her.
Nice.
Really, really. And I hope one day she'll come to one of our meetings. And that's all I have to report on.
Director Troyson, what say you?
Well, I was also at our new supervisor, Chanel Scales Preston's swearing in. Director Garcia was there as well. So we had Ambrose represented.
Yes.
And I did mention it to her, Ambrose is here.
Yes.
Yeah, because Chanel and some of us go a long way. We've known Chanel since she was working for George Miller, congressman, and then with Mark Saunier. And then she ran for Pittsburgh Council. And then now she's our supervisor. So we've seen her in so many events and know how she works, and she will be a good asset to our county right here. And looking forward to really working with her. I think she'll do us good. And were you able to get your swearing in?
I was gonna say, yeah, congratulations to Ava, board member Ava and Eduardo. And we had Supervisor Glover were able to do them.
One of the things that we were worried about was that he couldn't make it at first, and then we were going to ask Chanel, but Chanel hasn't been sworn in yet. So I'm like, okay, who will do it?
Yeah.
So I'm glad. So congratulations.
Yeah.
It was really nice, you know, seeing Federal Glover stand. He stood right in front of his sign there, and now it's probably gone.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you guys notice the sign, the Welcome to Bay Bank sign?
Yes. Yeah. That's one thing I did when we went to go pick up our certificates. Our, is this, would you call it a certificate or what would you call it?
Certificate for?
It's one of these, a plaque.
Our plaque, okay.
I did mention that. And he did them all over. But Emmanuel and the other gentleman, what's his name, the Latino guy?
Vincent?
No, not Vincent.
Armando.
Armando were the ones who said, what about Bay Point? So we did the Bay Point one, and I was the only one that really said, and we have a sign that says mm-hmm. Bay Point coming in. Everybody started clapping, you know, because mm-hmm. I'm really proud of that.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm very proud to finally have a sign that says Bay Point, you know, mm-hmm. instead of this
instead
way.
Instead of our community.
Yes,
remember people used to vandalize that sign all the time?
Oh, the one over there by Safeway, they still do. I just wish I knew how to clean it, because I would pull over and clean it if I knew how to do it. But I guess the gentleman uses some kind of solution, because mm-hmm. he gets it clean.
Yeah.
He gets it really clean. I really appreciate that, too.
Okay, I have one more.
Yes.
I would like I'd like to thank our, what is your role now?
Still senior accountant.
Senior accountant. For always taking the agendas for the Bay Point Garden Club. As you know, there are three of us who are in that club. So she had to post all our meeting agendas and all that. So I really want to thank you for doing that. So we are always in compliance with the Brown Act. And wanted to let you know that we are going to have a very exciting 2025 season, year. We've already put our calendar together yesterday, and so we're hoping that we could work again with Ambrose on some of the events that we're going to have. Thank you very much for doing that.
Of course.
Jessica's awesome. I don't have too much either. I do want to mention that I love that idea, that you spoke about the event with Santa and mentioned Randy's kids, because I think that was the kind of thing we would see on those monthly reports. Randy would say, you know, like the Teen Center kids did this, or the Youth Academy did that, and it made it really easy to talk about, like with my neighbors, and be able to share with them what was happening. So that's, I think, another really cool reason to bring those reports back. And Jess, she always, I text her, call her a couple times every month, and she's so great. And you too, Jim.
And
thank
I
you
also
so
appreciate Laurie. I always call her.
I know.
And I ask for stuff, so
I know. Yeah. I know. I don't even think it rings twice when I call her. It's like so weird. I'm like, wait a minute. I haven't even had a chance to breathe yet, Laurie. You're too good. But I love our staff. I'm really appreciative of our maintenance staff. And I, you know, and Marlene, she drops off my packet for me. She's so awesome. And just, I think we have a really great district here, and we're doing some really good things. I'm really excited for 2025, so that's all I have to do. That's all I have to say. So we are moving on, people, to closing ceremonies.
And we'll be adjourned to our next meeting in February.
Do I have a second, Director?
I'll take it down.
All right, thank you. Jess? Oh, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Yay.
Aye.
Okay.
Oh.